listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Georgia pine. And there's people out across Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live. It's Friday, right? Friday, February 22nd, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a wild and dystopic ride. It's interesting the disparity of information. We'll talk about that a little bit today. We'll get into some stories and things, and we'll just keep talking, I guess, through some of the subject matter from earlier this week. You know, it's interesting. Monday was President's Day. Last week we sort of started to dive into the Laurel Canyon music scene and the, you know, in conjunction with the counterculture revolution. And we haven't really even begun to unpack that yet. That was, I think, largely as a result of Paul in New Jersey's call last Monday. But, you know, there's so much of the subject matter that's interconnected. A lot of the psyops that are essentially conducted through music, with the help of music. And you have this cybernetic engineering, this programming of society that includes directional agendas, so to speak, you know, like getting people on board with going overseas and stealing other people's property and land, you know, killing other people in the name of freedom and democracy and fun things like that. And bad things here, of course. There is behind all of this, you know, there are so many instances of, or I should say maybe examples of the sort of social engineering at work now that, you know, you and I know obviously that they're sort of innumerable everywhere you look. It's whether someone is a paid propagandist or not, they seem to sort of fold into the prescribed narrative. And it's interesting, as some have observed, you know, you try to tell folks, like I mentioned throughout this week, for example, hey, maybe you should do a little bit of homework and on this vaccine thing, for example. You know, you encourage folks to, you know, it's so ironic if you encourage someone to do a simple search for themselves with all of the latest round of hysteria, for example. Do a search for MMR vaccine lawsuit or DTaP vaccine lawsuit or flu vaccine lawsuit, and you will invariably come up with, in your favorite search engine, doesn't matter which one, countless results. And you'll see that millions upon millions upon millions and even billions of dollars have been paid out in a variety of mechanisms or means. You know, that includes obviously the VAERS and the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, I think, whatever the initials of that are. And, you know, other arenas, class action lawsuits and things, billions of dollars have been paid out in settlements for permanent injury and death. But on the other hand, I defy anyone to find me someone, an example, you know, someone who, anyone, a single person who says that if I didn't get such and such a shot, something bad would have happened to me. You know, certainly if I wouldn't have received this shot, something bad would have happened to me. Instead, what you usually hear, and I've heard it many times, probably you have too, you hear, I got the flu shot and I ended up getting the flu anyway. Oh, well, de-do, de-do, de-do. That's what you hear. And, you know, that kind of idiocy is part of the problem. No, you actually you didn't get the flu. You had a reaction to formaldehyde poisoning or mercury poisoning, whether it was, you know, a synthetically engineered version like thimerosal or a more, you know, naturally occurring version, or glyphosate poisoning, et cetera, or some combination thereof, obviously. You didn't get a vaccine. You got stuck with a bioweapon. By the way, did it have an impact on, was it an element in causing sterility? Did it cause cancer? You know, did it affect fertility rates, that kind of thing? Did it cause cancer? Never mind all of that. You didn't get the flu, you got poisoned. But you sure probably would have been better off if all you got was the flu. And, you know, you try to talk to people about this. Look at the reactions. Listen to Dr. Daniel Nitas. We played that clip. Him, you know, so I got fired up. I tried to get the vaccine, the flu vaccine, without the preservatives. And instead, I got formaldehyde poisoning. Me and four of my colleagues. An MD. If a doctor is telling you that, what does that mean? If a doctor is not even, you know, immune from this, so to speak, what does that mean for the rest of us? You know? It's a rhetorical question. But it's disturbing, to say the least, wouldn't you say? And so you try to tell people this, and it's shocking to me to watch people rationalize things away. They rationalize how, you know, for example, ever since they've been getting the flu shots once or twice a year, suddenly now they have autoimmune diseases. You know, I'm allergic to everything. Can't eat this, can't eat that. Gosh, hay fever sure hits me hard these days. It's the middle of winter. What are you talking about? Hay fever. Autoimmune diseases, they seem to be sick all the time throughout the year. You know, a couple times a year, at least once big, maybe 2-3 times a year. And, of course, those are the same people who will scoff when you suggest that a little research might be in order, might be in their best interest. You know, you get all this crazy stuff happening all around us. I remember listening to a guy last year say, yeah, I used to ride motorcycles a lot. Used to love riding motorcycles, but I just lost my equilibrium. Can't, you know, keep my balance. That's not normal. It's not normal for birds and even flocks of birds to fly into the side of things, or it is all crash into the ground. It's not normal for schools of fish or whales to beach themselves while the military-industrial complex experiments with, you know, psychotronic and directed energy weapons and things like that, fun things. It's not normal. These are not normal things. And yet we, you know, it's like, again, the conversation Jim and I were having, Jim in Illinois, the other day, and I, you know, every time someone says, the founding friends, as Jim likes to put it, which I think is a good way to put it. You know, you look at what they said, the provocative predictions they made, and I feel like bad guys have gone point for point down the list. You know, for example, Jefferson in the Declaration of Independence, All experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. And it seems like bad guys bank on that. Nah, they won't do anything about it. They'll rationalize it away. All we have to do is just gaslight them to death. I think maybe I'll go through the end of truth today. Because the way Hayek puts that is brilliant. Very articulate. So, you know, we just gaslight them to death and pump out this big lie propaganda. And they'll just, you know, they'll assimilate the evil and acclimate to it. You know, they'll adjust to it. We just got to make sure it's a big lie and we do it by degrees. And we gaslight them. Make sure that we just keep deleting the truth from places like YouTube. Any place that, generally speaking, people would think is, well, you know, Google is a big company and they wouldn't allow that kind of stuff out. And it just keeps happening. It's astonishing. I don't know if you have experiences like that, but I mean, it's, you know, as I said yesterday, it needs to stop. People need to stop doing this. You're seriously telling me that instead of doing like 20 minutes, 15 minutes, 20, 30 minutes worth of research and seeing, you know, again, $63 million awarded in H1N1 vaccine fraud scandal. You know, Merck scientists suing Merck. Scientists suing Merck for efficacy fraud. GSK in trouble for, fraud. Being investigated, tries to bribe police. You're not gonna do a little bit of research? Do you think maybe, you know, a little bit of homework? No, they're, you know, everything is fine. Some company loaded with a board of folks that are probably largely eugenicists and who have never met you and certainly don't have any particular, are not particularly beholden to you in any sort of fashion. Sure, they'll take good care of you. It's great to put your health and well-being in the hands of people you don't know and have never met. How smart? Why wouldn't you do that? Makes perfect sense to me. Why not? I, on the other hand, think that's foolish. You know, kind of like when you start talking about how bizarre it is. Can we just be honest? It's bizarre to go sit down with someone you've never met, and because there are people who have tried to do this little voodoo witchcraft trick on the rest of society, tell you, oh no, this person has a piece of paper on their wall. You should totally confess your deepest, darkest thoughts to this person. It's bizarre. 100 years ago, 120 or so years ago, it was considered weird. In Freud's day, they thought it was weird. Nobody does that. You know, Adam Curtis, that's one of the points that Adam Curtis made in Century of the Self, Part 1, Happiness Machines. No one ever did that. That was not considered normal. That is aberrant behavior. But, you know, you just keep propagandizing them, you know, year after year, generation after generation, and gaslighting them at the same time, and who knows what they'll do. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Catch a segment of Jim Bohannon last night, nationally syndicated out of Philadelphia, I believe, right? And we'll get to that in the next segment. You know, him asking about pictures, and it's so ironic in this context. Jim, have you heard of Edward Bernays? Have you heard of, probably not, You know, have you heard of Patrick Claussen? You know, how many people have heard that infamous nonsense? Have you heard of James Perloff? Anyway, he's talking, encouraging callers to call in and, you know, name the most iconic photo over, like, the last century or whatever. And it's just ironic that, you know, as he's talking about all of these photos, I'm thinking of Edward Bernays' words as quoted by Vance Packard. Newsworthy events involving people usually do not happen by accident. They are planned deliberately to accomplish a purpose, to influence ideas and actions. Maybe we should play a clip of part one from Century of the Self to sort of go along with this. You know, Edward Bernays bragging about some of the political stunts that he pulled, influencing behavior and actions. Calling ahead of a parade, for example, to tell the young reporter, hey, you might want to keep an eye out because these women might be doing something, you know, very newsworthy. And then the next thing you know, you have women lighting torches of freedom and popularizing smoking among women, and that was unprecedented. And just fun things like that. Newsworthy events involving people usually do not happen by accident. They are planned deliberately to accomplish a purpose. They are planned deliberately to accomplish a purpose, to influence ideas and actions. You know, these guys are talking about, like, mission accomplished. Mission accomplished. Really? What mission would that be exactly? That was accomplished. I mean, the cognitive dissonance, the schizophrenia at work. Mission accomplished, a proud moment in American history. Really? I mean, if we just take it at face value, it's embarrassing. If we're more honest about it, it's obviously considerably worse. So before we get to that little segment that we'll listen to, there are some other examples. That was interesting. You know, I keep an eye on the Flathead Valley in Montana. I was born not far from there. And there is a paper in the area, the Flathead Beacon, flatheadbeacon.com. I've mentioned some stories from there before. But it just, you know, what's happening, it's like the Californianization of everywhere, you know? And it's creeping into everywhere. I've mentioned the little hamlets and things, places that, you know, there seems to be no corner that is left unblemished, so to speak, by the propaganda, the Bernaysian propaganda. So, you know, I find stories from time to time, and here are some viewpoints in one of the most recent editions of the Flathead Beacon. So there are some letters in under the section titled Viewpoints. I'll give you some of those, and then we'll go to the Jim Bohannon segment. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know? know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. So I want to invite calls. I think we'll wait until we play the Jim Bohannon clip and maybe you can comment on that. See what you think. know, again, how many of these folks have heard, you know, how many people have, the people calling in talking about the iconic photos, do they know who Edward Bernays is? Do they know who, have they seen Ralph Epperson's site? Because I honestly thought about calling in to Jim Bohannon's show and saying, you know, I think one of the most iconic photos of the 20th century, you know, of recent American history is, you know, the photo of the, what is it? Is it the Hilo Herald Tribune? Let me see. You know, the headline, front page, above the fold. Yeah, Hilo Tribune Herald. Front page above the fold, Japan may strike over weekend. Headline. Well, sure, you know, I mean, no, that was the week before. That was Sunday, November 30th, 1941. How did they know? Jim Bohannon. Isn't that, I mean, one of the most iconic photos of American history? I would say. And I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to cast aspersions. I just, it's embarrassing. You know, we had Muammar Gaddafi here at the UN giving what I, you know, back in 2009, 10 years ago almost now, giving what I like to refer to as his 9/11 truth speech. You know, again, I mean, I've said it a million times, forgive me. But again, September 23rd, 2009, I believe, he was scheduled, you know, for a UN General Assembly address of 10 to 15 minutes. And he ends up speaking for 100 plus minutes more than he was scheduled for. And it's a 9/11 Truth Crusade speech. Honestly, no one's, in my humble estimation, you know, Richard Gage, you know, James Perloff, what's his name? Christopher Bolin, anybody, name them. I don't think I've heard anybody say it better and more comprehensively. And it wasn't just 9/11. He was talking about that and, you know, all of these African leaders. You know, he's said, what happened to Patrice Lumumba? What happened to Dag Hammarskjöld? What happened to JFK? You know, all of these major high-profile incidents, this guy's on a 9/11 truth crusade, basically. Muammar Gaddafi, the world, some people know, and he's basically, you know, he's sitting there waving that little white book, and he says, you know, we were told that this would be a place that nations would be kept safe, and the Security Council would protect us from bullying and things, but actually, there's a little cadre that's running around bullying people. And it seems like the Security Council is essentially complicit. What's going on here? Doesn't make any sense. So, you know, Muammar Gaddafi, UN General Assembly speech, that photograph, September 23rd, 2009, that was iconic. You try to listen to the translator, sounds like he's shocked. I can't believe he's actually saying this. People need to know these things. Edward Bernays is not a conspiracy. He's a fact of history. He really did write propaganda. He really did write the engineering of consent. He really did work for the United States government, United States military, large multinational companies. And what he wrote about was really a fact of history that guys like Smedley Butler, still one of the most highly decorated military men of American history, told us, you know, basically the same thing. These things happened. I was there. I was conscripted to the devil's errand of globetrotting for international industrialists. And then, He gives his testimony to the McCormick-Dickstein Committee only to have it suppressed, a fact of history that John Spivak documented, but who's ever heard of that? Wall Street's fascist conspiracy. Who has time? Who has time? Look, it's Ariana Grande. You know? It's insane. Smelly Butler saying, you know, this is the way it worked when I was running my racket that would have made Al Capone blush. Like he said, you know, the best Al Capone could do is operate his racket in three districts. I operated mine on three continents. That's what Smedley Butler said. And what has changed since then? Well, the military-industrial complex that was being directed by special interests back then was institutionalized in the 1947 National Security Act. And so now it tells us secretly, you know, by proxy, that we have to basically, I mean, honestly, it just comes down to we get the shakedown every once in a while. You want to be safe, don't you? I mean, honestly, it's just a mob tactic. Being propagandized by proxy. And am I seeing another page that's gone down now suddenly? I hope not. Another site that is experiencing problems. It looks that way. I hope not. I don't want to be the kiss of death when it comes to this stuff, but obviously I notice it. So, you know, Guillermo Jimenez, for example. I mean, I mentioned the Greenspan PBS thing. You can try to link from the video that I made 10 years ago about the FSAP, the Financial Sector Assessment Program. Guillermo Jimenez, Traces of Reality. About the Boston bombing, you know, who is Graham Fuller? Uncle Russlin, Graham Fuller. So, David Ratcliffe's site looks like Radical, RATICAL. Is there something wrong with his site now? Radical.org, you know, and he has a bunch of this stuff, you know, the selected writings of John Judge, Smelly Butler's War's a Racket, Crimes Against Humanity, the Technological Society, you know, a bunch of other stuff, Galbraith quotes, Thomas Greco, you know, Central Banking, fun stuff like that. No Money for Healthy Economies by Thomas Greco. Crimes of MENA. When They Kill a President by Roger Craig. John Judge. Richard Grossman. Martin Luther King. David Ratcliffe has a ton of stuff over at radical.org. I hope that whatever it is, it's, you know, maybe I'm just missing something. Anyway, the facts of history that have been largely occluded. Well, you know, if the 6 o'clock news isn't talking about it, it must not have happened, right? Sure. Embarrassing, you know? Like Dan Rather, November 25th, 1963. Yep, the massa Dan Rather said it. That must have been how it happened. Uh-huh. And then, you know, you think of other folks, comedians in particular, sort of mocking that account for obvious reasons. Anyway, maybe we can play a little bit of this clip. Actually, let me do this first, and then we'll do the clip. So the viewpoint stuff that I was talking about, I mean the propaganda. I've talked about the wolves before. And when we talk about wolves, I mean folks who I guess if you're not in the Pacific Northwest area, maybe you're not familiar, you know, Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, kind of Washington, definitely into Canada. If you've listened to this network for a while, you probably remember the Rewilding Initiative. Dr. Michael Kaufman was the big whistleblower who said, "Wait, something. What's with this giant map? That's, you know, you're going to push people out of these little red areas, but everything, the whole map's red. So no people in the entire interior North American continent. Yeah, that's pretty much it." And 12 years ago, I want to say, 13 years ago, there was an initiative in Washington State that I got wind of and started talking about it. And it was basically, you know, the piecemealed version of the Rewilding Initiative. And those who don't know, go to it's not even a secret now, y2y.net. y2y.net. What is that? That's the Yellowstone to Yukon Initiative, 600,000 square mile land grab. We're going to shut it all down. And I've talked about how in the same area, you know, that I grew up in, I mentioned, speaking of the Beacon, these little articles you find in the local papers where, you know, some conservancy group or two or three or four have banded together and they've spent money to buy, you know, 40 acres or something to protect the bears, because it's a bear travel corridor. It's absurd. That's not what they're really doing. And where are they getting the money to do that anyway? So Y2Y, the letter Y, the number 2, the letter Y, Y2Y.net, Yellowstone to Yukon Conservation Initiative. And so yesterday I talked about, you know, the global warming nonsense again, you know, the Club of Rome's working paper, you know, the limits of growth, which led to the first global revolution, published in 1991. And then in 1992, you have Maurice Strong at the Rio Earth Summit saying, hey, we should rewild the whole North American continent, basically. I mean, not the whole thing, just these little red spots on the map. The whole map is red. And then you have these things like the Y2Y initiative, which is just the piecemeal version. We'll break it apart, and then, you know, from Yellowstone to Yukon, we can just grab all of this. I mean, we can just do it all at the same time. Countries, doesn't matter. And so, you know, nobody knows. John Muir might as well have been a technocrat, because globalist technocrat, you know, and tree hugger minions love to quote him. So anyway, you have these viewpoints, these articles, letters addressing the decreasing deer population. So there's one. Let me see if I can do it this way. So this person, I'm just going to say everyone remains nameless. This person writes a letter. Will we hunt wolves into extinction? She needs to go read Judy Boyle's article over at Range Magazine from spring 2018 last year. Canadian Wolves, Surviving Babbitt's Weapon Against the West by Judy Boyle. In January 1995, Department of Interior Secretary Bruce Babbitt personally oversaw the release of Canadian wolves into Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana. He reportedly said it was the highlight of his career. You know, so you have people like this, probably not from where they currently reside, writing these sort of, you know, what most people would call bleeding heart liberal sort of pieces. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around. We're right after this break.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Unbelievable. Lots more to get to. And it's all just, again, it's overwhelming and ridiculous nonsense. So these stories, just quickly, this person writes, will we hunt wolves into extinction? There were over 17,000 licenses sold to kill wolves. It saddens and repulses me. And this is just, this is the kind of stuff, you know, people think that they're being articulate. It saddens and repulses me that there are that many people who have the need to kill a wolf for fun and sport. Is there some box that these people checked? 17,000 license recipients. First of all, the issue of licenses, never mind the way that that's gone off the rails. But is there a box that they all checked for fun and sport? I don't think so. So you're making assumptions there, to say the least. Wolves are not used for food, right, but in some cases they eat the food, you know. And again, if you go to Judy Boyle's article, in case you're not familiar, like this woman clearly seems not to be, you will see the horrifying atrocities that these wolves that are not indigenous to the area, the super predators, the devastation that they can, the havoc they can wreak when they're hunting livestock for sport, for example. They're the ones hunting for sport, actually, so this is ironic in many cases, just to, you know, keep their skills up. But they're super predators, the ones that were introduced to the area. They were never indigenous to the area. I mean, at least back into recorded history that we know of, shall we say. So, continuing. In my view, she writes, killing sentient beings for the sheer sport of it is not an ethical form of hunting. Again, what cross-section of folks did she talk to? Where did she get her information? Because I know several, I've talked about it for years, 10 or 15 years at least, about how, you know, you see, you go into tire shops and, you know, little local businesses across the area from state to state, little, you know, small businesses who have pictures, guys out deer hunting and elk hunting, and they come across these huge paw prints, and they set things down like water bottles and things just to give you some indication of the size of how unnatural and abnormal it is to see a paw print this size in that area, or at least it was before 1995. And that was kind of the point they were making when they were taking these pictures, when they were out on their own deer and elk hunting trips. So, you know, people like this come from other places and they think they know what they're talking about. Nah, but do they? Stick around, I'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.